Another round of mass testing has uncovered nearly 1,000 cases of the coronavirus at a Tennessee prison, with more results coming. CoreCivic, which manages the facility, says nearly all are asymptomatic. But as WPLN's Samantha Max reports, prisoners' loved ones say they're hearing a different story.
Jeannie Alexander gets lots of worried phone calls from people inside the South Central Correctional Facility. Even when a deadly virus isn't spreading inside the walls, the former prison chaplain regularly hears from dozens of men and their loved ones. Last month, Alexander says, the callers started to sound even more anxious than normal.
The concerns were that it appeared to them that a lot more people were sick than had been.
The men told Alexander they felt fatigued. Some couldn't smell or taste. Others had a dry cough or an upset stomach. But unless you had a fever, they said, getting a test was near impossible.
And then at around, I would say, August the 21st, August the 22nd, I started getting more phone calls about a lack of staffing.
According to CoreCivic, 66 employees have tested positive for the virus. Less than half have been medically cleared to return to work. And the staffing shortages have Tamala Bailey on edge. Her fiancé is still recovering from a stabbing this spring. He's praying he doesn't get sick.
Who wouldn't be nervous? Who wouldn't be scared, you know? And then he don't want to die, you know what I'm saying? Not in no facility.
Bailey says she's desperate for information. She calls every other day, and the outcome is almost always the same. There's either no answer at all, or someone says they'll call back, and then they never do. Bailey says her fiancé tries to keep her upbeat when they talk on the phone, but she says it's hard.
I'm just terrified. You know, I try to stay focused and keep God in the midst of it because I'm a true believer of God. And I just pray that something happen and doors open and set him free.
For now, Bailey says she'll be praying for everyone who's stuck inside. For WPLN News and Report for America, I'm Samantha Max.